Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Cat's Eye Podcast. Your host, Tyler Bailey, and I have Chelsea here with me today.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit on the Bearcat Classic tournament the volleyball team had. We're going to touch on Tyler's experience going to UT. We also want to talk about the athletic projects going on here on campus. And we're going to do some soccer trivia because Tyler got the opportunity to interview Grace and Sierra from the Sam Houston soccer team. So we'll be right back after break.
There's a determination inside you, driving everything you do. It takes you further than you think possible. Demands you rise to every challenge. We get it. Us too. We know you're not afraid to put in the work. So when your drive meets Sam Houston State University, you become unstoppable. Together, we rise to greater.
Welcome back. Chelsea, let's talk about the Bearcat Classic Tournament, the second tournament hosted here at in Huntsville. How was that?
I think we played some pretty good competition. We won our first game, lost our second, and won our third. I will say the second game was a challenging team. Like, their defense was relentless.
Yeah. How do you play personally?
I actually did not have my best tournament. I feel like I got in my head a lot. Like, I was so used all preseason to, like, scoring. Like, when I hit the ball, I'd get a kill. Like, these teams, like, they scouted me. Like, they knew my next move. And especially that second game, I really didn't do as bad the first and third as, like, I made myself think. Like, I still hit a really good clip. But that second game, like, I, like, couldn't put a ball away.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, like, what was the problem? If there was a problem?
I mean, like, I just, like, they knew what I was going to do, and I didn't adjust. So, like, I mean, like, the same thing for, like, football plays. Like, you know, like, this receiver likes the ball on his right hand or something, you know, like, you try to take that away. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out how to work with your – I don't know. Like,
So they found out your strengths and took them away.
Yes. And so, like, as a middle, like, you got to be offensive threat.
Yeah.
And I did not adjust. Okay. So, but conference is coming up.
Got to bounce back.
Yeah, got to bounce back.
For sure.
I mean – we open with El Paso at home, so that's going to be something. They're ranked number two in our league. They actually got a wild card, and they were in the NCAA tournament last year.
And that's UTEP for people who don't know.
Yes.
Who El Paso, but yeah.
So they're a good ball club, and we got to show up.
For sure. We're on a bye week right now, so things are slow for us. There's not a lot much going on. We still have practice in the morning, meetings, mm-hmm. lifting weights. We're not meeting as much in the afternoons, giving us a break to, like, you know, get our schoolwork and you know, take some time off football, but still be locked in because we have New Mexico and conference coming up.
Okay.
Just like you said. So.
So, but y'all just got back from Texas or UT in Austin.
Yeah, we did. It was a great experience, actually. So, but even though we lost, that's never the outcome we want. But I think our team got better from it for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, we're definitely.
That's good.
I feel like we all. Our coach said we are battle tested, so like we went through a lot of hard games early in the season. So
adversity hit y'all early on.
We traveled a lot. We went to Hawaii, which was a good experience too. We played UNOV. I think the teams that we played, their records are like 12-4, like combined. So
okay,
they win a lot of games.
Yeah, that's good though to go in and like have experience.
Yeah,
I feel like our volleyball team's like that. So like we have went to five. You know what five sets is, right?
This is like the max, like overtime almost.
We've probably went at least, we're going into conference 8-5 or 7-5. Can't remember. But at least 5 to 6 of those, we've went 5-set. We've only won one game in 3 sets. That's the only game that we've ever played.
Is that like a quick game?
Yes. That's good.
How long would that like game typically last?
Probably like 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Not too bad. So how long does 5 sets last?
It can last like literally up to 3 hours.
You're tired,
like,
huh?
Yeah, I mean, but, like, we are so battle-tested like y'all are that, like, our bodies are, like, we're still here while as other teams that are going to five, they're, like, taxed.
Taxed, yeah.
So it's, like, really helped us, and we think
like,
that's good.
I like how
advantage.
You use battle-tested. That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, good vocabulary. I know I saw a picture of y'all at UT, like, I guess, like, the, like, team captains going.
Yeah.
And, like, that didn't even look real. Like, all the fans in the background, like, that was so cool.
Yeah, we couldn't get it like locked in. Like we couldn't like let that moment be too big, but it was definitely
Like this is what you work for.
Yeah, like look at it. All right, lock in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Did your family get to go?
Yeah, my whole family was actually there. Some hometown friends actually came to the game too. So
sold out game, right?
Yeah, it was sold out. It was so many people there. It was fun though. Great experience. It was loud too. Really, when our offense was on the field, because they don't want to be loud for their offense. Yeah. They want them to concentrate. But when our offense was on the field,
I heard you made a tackle.
I had like three. Who'd you hear that from?
I can't tell you.
Did you look up? Oh, I thought you looked it up on ESPN or something.
Mr. Jason told me.
Oh, no, yeah. I had like three tackles.
Hey.
Yeah. I had a pretty decent game. I could have did better, though.
You got to meet Arch?
Yeah. I didn't really meet him, though. Like, I'm like, I wasn't a fan. Like, hey, Arch. But, yeah.
Yeah. I heard, like, him and, like, one of our guys kind of, like, had a little bit of words on the field.
Yeah. Arch, like, got a touchdown. He was in the end zone and, like, kind of, like, flung someone off of him.
Ooh.
It made a big deal out. Made a big deal out of it. There was nothing.
Yeah, and then like Arch like posted a picture of him like looking down.
Well, Arch didn't post it. ESPN posted it.
Okay, so that happened, and then our player
posted another picture of him
looking down
Arch.
On Arch. Yeah. Like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was. But that happened like before Arch hit him, so it was kind of like Arch had some animosity built up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good experience to play them. The atmosphere was crazy. The big Longhorn. I forgot the name of
Bevo.
It.
Is it Bevo? I think it's
Bevo. Yeah, it's definitely Bevo. That was a cool experience, but
yeah. It came on the field.
Yeah, I was like pregame. I like go like down to the end zone to read my Bible, but they're like, you can't see her. You can see her. Bevo's about to run out here. I'm like, what do you mean? Who's Bevo? And then I see all the smoke start coming out, and then you see a big Longhorn just.
Like, just imagine that you're sitting there like reading the Bible, and like Bevo just like runs next to you.
Bevo might have like sniffed me and like fist bump. I'm cool with animals.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like longhorns?
I mean, I think you can have like a certain amount of longhorns on your land and it like don't get taxed. Did you know that?
Did you have longhorns?
No, my sister had one.
I didn't know that. I'm not but from, like, I have no land, so.
She killed it.
Why? She cooked it?
Yep, processed it and got a whole bunch of meat.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
No, I actually didn't get any. That's okay. How's the?
I don't promote animal cruelty for anyone watching this. Sorry.
It's a circle life.
I'm just saying. All right.
How's the stadium looking? The press box?
It's actually bigger than I thought. It's kind of transforming the stadium a little bit. I'm liking it. While we're practicing, they're up there beating nails and drilling stuff. So we hear all that during practice. But it's coming along. I got to choose the furniture for that's going inside of it. So.
That's pretty cool. I think it's huge. I got to look up at it. And I was like, that's not what Bowers used to look like.
No, yeah, it's definitely making the whole stadium look different.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, though. It's growing. We're FBS now, so have to take that step.
Yeah. You know that growing up, like, all of our high school football games were in Bowers. So, like.
Like the varsity football games?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, growing up, like, especially because, like, this is homecoming week for Huntsville right now. Like so much of my childhood memory is, like, being in Bowers, like, running up and down the hill, like rolling down the hill, like, you know, like if you've been to Bowers, you and like sitting in the folding chairs and people are like, those are our seats. You got to get up, like wearing our mums and stuff. It's crazy to think that like the change is being made, you know?
No, for sure. I think it's everyone's homecoming in high school because my high school was having their homecoming parade this week too.
Really? Yeah, I took some of our volleyball girls to it last night. It started at 6:15 and it was like kind of like full circle moment because it's like I see so many people from like, not my past, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
who helped me get
when
here.
When you're growing up.
And
for
then
sure.
It's like my like life now is like there. It's pretty cool.
How's the new bleachers going in the Coliseum?
So we've been in the rec all week having to practice at the HKC.
How is that though? Like, are you on the new courts or the old courts?
So the first day we were on the old court
because
I guess we couldn't get access to the new court. But I personally like the old side better than the new side.
Why? Those look kind of cool.
I don't know. I like it.
You're more like a homey.
Yeah, more like, I don't know.
Stick to what we, okay.
Yeah. And so then we got to go to the new side. But sometimes it's either really, really cold or really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were in there, it was really, really hot. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But today we got to go back to the Coliseum. And we're going to have to move our bench on the other side because the bleachers are not done yet.
Yeah.
And they have like the roadway barriers blocking it off. So, I mean, it's not the prettiest to look at, But I'd rather us open conference here and not have to travel to El Paso, because if you know anything about El Paso, their fans and their environment is unreal. So
is it a great atmosphere there?
Awesome atmosphere. We actually had the tournament there last year, and like they have a DJ and everything.
Okay, so they're over there lit, jumping around. Yeah. I actually think I've seen a video of their head coach like taking his shirt off at the game, like getting lit with the student section.
It's crazy.
How do you think the team will like do with like the construction being in the Coliseum while the game is going on?
I really hope that it doesn't affect some of the girls, but I know some of the girls have kind of already made comments like saying like this is like embarrassing. But like at the same time, it's like you got to weigh out your odds. Like Coach Gray fought for us to still be able to play there in Johnson.
Yeah.
So we just have to lock in and be ready for what's to come.
Yeah. We also had an opportunity to play at Bowers still. Like they just had to like hang lines and stuff so ESPN can get the right angles, but Coach wasn't having it.
Really?
Because he didn't want fans to only sit on one side.
And yeah.
You really couldn't get everyone in there.
Yeah.
I said it earlier, we're heading into a bye week. It's a slow week kind of. Meetings in the mornings, not in the afternoons. Then we have practice and lift, and then they let us go for the afternoons to get homework and personal stuff done. But
yeah, y'all have been lifting in the morning.
Yeah, we lift
8:30. I think
8:30. One offense lifts at 8:30. Defense is at 9:30, and then we flip meetings and
yeah. Because I had to like on Mondays, I have to go work out early in the morning, and I had to like hurry up and be out of there by 8:30.
Yeah, because we were coming in there to lift some iron, get big, get swole from
lift
New Mexico.
Iron. I'm not the strongest in that suit, but I try, so that it's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about the upcoming conference game against UTEP?
I think that they think we're nothing,
mm-hmm.
and they are salty from last year. And we kind of had some beef.
So they have the chip on their shoulders, what I'm hearing.
They do. They think they should have won Conference USA. They're a good team. Like I'm not taking any flowers from them, but they're very, very cocky.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the time, like Coach Taylor said, like you have to go in and attack. They're doubting you. They're probably not even, she's like, they're probably not even scouting us.
Yeah.
Like, truthfully, they probably looked at our pins. That's it. But, like, truthfully, they don't care. They do not think we're anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got to, like, sneak in and attack.
Come in and punch them in the mouth and do your thing. Yeah. You think the team's ready for conference play?
I do. I think that we've seen a lot of different ball clubs this preseason that we're ready. Like I said, battle tested for sure.
What's the team morale and like the culture of the team headed into conference?
Just we want to fight for this. Like we were ranked 8th. We want them to know our name. Like we want them to realize like, hey, Sam Houston, they came with something this year. Like it's our turn. Like when we get all cylinders going, we're a force to be reckoned with.
Okay. I love to hear that.
You think we're ready for this soccer trivia? Are you ready?
I'm always ready. Do you think you're gonna beat me?
I don't know anything about soccer.
Oh well.
I had twin cousins though that played for Huntsville soccer and took them to the 5th round. You have cousins that played soccer?
I don't, but I played soccer in middle school. I made A team.
Oh wait, so you should know some of this stuff.
I wasn't really good. I was just athletic, so they put me on A team. Oh. I could run fast.
Okay.
But yeah, you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. When can you use your hands?
When you were a goalie.
Okay, that's like semi-right, but there's another answer. Three.
When you're running.
Two. What?
I don't know.
No.
I thought it was a
trick. When you throw the ball in.
Ooh. But am I not right? I get 50
on
it?
How do you throw the ball in?
Over your head, two hands.
Yeah, you can't use one. It's like cheating or something.
Or you can like run, and you can do the little flip like and. Yeah.
You know how like some of the girls do that and like flip into it?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. That's what I would do it like that.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll go. What is offsides?
So, like, if the forward is going into the backfield.
It might be right, but I don't know. It says when a player on an attacking team is behind the last defender of the opposing team.
I don't know. I just know there's, like, forwards, and then there's, like, the people that run the whole field, and then there's, like, the defense.
I'm going to give you a question mark. And then after this, we'll figure out if you're
like
right.
Like a half credit.
No credit.
Okay.
You feel me?
What is the term for one person scoring 3 goals in one game called? I didn't even know this was a thing.
A triplet.
A hat trick.
Oh, I knew that. But I didn't know that. I about heard of that.
Yeah. So, okay.
I'm learning. How many players are on the field total? Both teams.
Six. Oh, both teams.
Yeah.
32?
Wow. No.
That's wrong?
You get another guess, but you're wrong.
Okay, I thought it was 16 on each team.
Nope.
Okay, because our soccer team has 27 girls on it. It's 18.
No, you're going too high.
Too high?
Yeah, you're over with.
It's 11.
It's no, that's football. No, you're done. No. It's 11.
Oh, it is 11?
Yeah, it's 22 total on the field, so 11
okay.
each.
Okay. Dang, I definitely thought it was a lot more. Our soccer team's really big, though.
Yeah, we can almost have to.
How many yards is a full soccer field? This is like a trick question.
No, it's not, because I can tell you this. Because when they're on the football field, they put the goals at the back of the end zone.
And how deep are the end zones?
10 yards.
Yep, so that means 10 plus 10 plus 100 is?
120, but stop.
Yes, you got it right.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I bet. I knew I had her.
That's not hard.
You like the math, though? The quick math?
10 plus 10 plus 100.
I had to make sure I got it right.
Simple math.
I was going to say
not
something.
Not quick math.
I was going to say something like a little less, actually. Though, because of the goals, but I'm glad I'm right. All right.
Okay.
Two more.
Okay.
How long is each half of soccer? Like the time? Like quarter? Like, you know, but there's two.
Is it 32 minutes? It's 30 or 32? It's wrong. What is it? 40?
45 minutes.
45.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to one soccer game.
Where?
The Ted Lasso one.
I don't know.
When they had to do the mustache one last year.
No, oh, you mean like the Bearcat soccer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I've been at a lot of those. I thought you meant professionally. I've been FC Dallas game.
There's a soccer team named after me.
Chelsea.
I think it's Madrid. Chelsea Madrid?
Maybe. I don't
It's
wanna,
blue.
I don't want to misspeak.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All right.
Okay. If the defending team kicks the ball on their own goal line, what does the offensive team get?
Free kick.
Corner kick.
Free kick.
A free kick is like you get to just like kick into the goal. Corner kick's when you get to kick from the corner. So then you're back in possession of the ball. Right?
What did that sound like when I did it?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
I just think we can't hear it.
All right, ask me my last question.
Don't
do that.
No trust.
Okay, go.
What are the four main positions?
Ooh. Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Midfield.
Mm-hmm.
Goalie. And defenders.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm happy you got that.
That was right.
Yeah. All four. You kind of like said them backwards, though.
Really?
Yeah, you said forwards, which was last. You said midfield, and then you said goalie, and then.
Yeah, I tell you, my cousins were like.
Yeah, I know nothing about soccer. I got any more on there?
No, that's it.
That's it for me?
Yeah.
All right, you want to talk about the upcoming soccer games?
Yeah. The soccer games coming up. The first home conference game, Sunday at 1. It'll be streamed on ESPN Plus. So, I mean, everybody go to Pritchett and support our girls.
For sure. When I come back, we'll be with the soccer girls.
Sierra and Grace.
Sierra and Grace.
I wasn't able to come to the interview, so.
Do you want
to
tell everyone?
I can't drive. I'm not good at it. Well, I can drive. I have a car, and I drive.
Be safe on the road when Chelsea's driving.
I just hit a pothole, and it blew my tire out, so then I had to get my car towed. Took it to the tire. It was a big mess. It was horrible, actually. But I'm back, so. But Tyler had to interview with the girls with Colts. So.
I'm happy you're safe. And how's your car doing?
It's good now.
You got it
fixed. Took a lot of money, but it's fixed. So.
Okay. I'm glad. Huntsville native. You got that done quick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Any last thoughts? Anything you want to say to the people?
No. Just enjoy this interview. Be right back after we go on this break. And see y'all another time.
Get ready for a great week of soccer in Lynchburg. From November 2nd through the 7th, Liberty hosts the 2025 Conference USA Women's Soccer Championship. The league's top teams face off in a week of high-stake matches, all fighting for the conference crown and a shot at the NCAA tournament.
Shot and scores!
Shoot! Scores!
High stakes, big moments, and it all comes down to this. Catch the action in Lynchburg or follow along at conferenceusa.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We have two special guests with us from the soccer team, Grace Keene. Grace, where are you from?
I'm from Philly, PA.
Okay, Philly.
And then we have Sierra Herbert. Where are you from?
I'm from Gilbert, Arizona.
Gilbert, Arizona. Okay, tell me a little about Philly, Grace.
Yeah, so it's really different from Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. The weather, especially, like, it is hot there, but it is so humid here, especially, like, for a soccer player, like, when we play during the day. That has been pretty bad. And then your guys' accents are, like, really funny. You guys say funny stuff. And
okay, speaking of funny things, tell us how you say water.
I call water water.
Water.
So sometimes I just need a glass of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Arizona, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's hot, but like it is a different heat than this. This is like humid, takes your breath away. Arizona's just dry heat. We actually played there and everyone was like,
it was really different.
It's so dry, but yeah, it's awesome. I love it there.
So do you think it's harder to, do y'all both think it's harder to breathe here than where you're from?
Oh, for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. Yeah. 100%.
This is definitely harder.
Did you not want to go to school in Arizona?
I didn't. No, I wanted to move away from home, I think, just see something different.
Okay.
So, yeah, tell us what sport you guys play and your positions.
Well, we both play soccer, and I am a defender.
I am a forward. Sorry.
For people who don't play soccer, know what that is, please explain.
All right, so I'm the line before the goalie, and I'm usually on the outside, so then when we get the ball forward, I can run forward also.
But you can't pass, like, the half line, right? Isn't that a rule?
There's a rule somewhere. You can. You can.
That's lacrosse.
Oh.
Wait, is that lacrosse? You would know. You're from...
Maybe.
Okay, wait, no. I thought in soccer... No,
there's a rule. There's a rule. There's a line. You can't... There's, like, offside. I can't explain offsides.
Yeah, offsides is, like, the forwards. Like, you can't be behind their back line. Okay. Like, you have to be in line with at least one person. But it's not like the half line.
But you can get, like, a penalty for it. Like, you can get... The ref can call it offsides, and then the other team gets a free kick.
And that starts after the half line.
I'm the type of person I have to, like, see it. To, like,
yeah.
You
know? No, yeah. Same.
If I had a board, I would draw it out.
Yeah, I took Tank to the pups at the Pritchett and just didn't really understand.
People don't know who Tank is. You have to tell them who Tank is.
I introduced Tank last week.
For the people who didn't.
We don't know who Tank is.
Yeah, Tank's my French bulldog. He's one in, like, 3 months or something.
Oh, he's new.
Yeah, I got him last Christmas.
He got a little iced out chain, too. So, I see him.
He always liked to bring that up, no matter what.
That's my favorite part.
So playing soccer in Philly, what, like, did y'all play in the spring?
So high school was during the fall, and then club was, like, winter and spring.
So,
and,
like,
summer.
Was it not cold? And, like,
no,
snowing?
It's really bad. It's really bad. Because we would have club practices at, like, 6 o'clock at night outside. You're, like, out there. You have your shorts on, your high socks, you have your sweatpants, Under Armour jacket, and, like, a parka. Mm-hmm. Like, there has been times it has been so bad. You're, like, wearing your huge parka. You can't even run. It is so cold. Like, that is the best thing about playing soccer here. Like, I mean, I haven't been here in the winter yet, but I can imagine it does not get as cold as it does.
Yeah, it might ice, but you don't get a lot of snow.
No,
yeah.
It'll never. So, being from Arizona, how was it getting recruited to Sam? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah, so I was in the portal, so that's how I got to Sam, because I came from the University of Kansas. So, I don't know. I had been to Texas a few times. My uncle has a ranch down here, so my family came up here a few times, and I just love Texas. I just love the atmosphere and, like, the vibes of the whole state. So when I was looking at, like, schools, I knew I wanted to, like, look into Texas very closely. So, yeah.
And it was a new coach this year, huh, that came in?
Yeah.
How do you like the coach so far?
Oh, I love her so much. Both of our new coaches, Coach Max and Coach K.
Yeah, it's awesome. They're, like, their competitiveness is so good to have. And, like, Coach K is so competitive. You can just see it.
So were y'all already committed when she got hired, or she was the one who recruited both of you?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. She was already here when I was committing. So she had been here, I think, for just the spring season. But, yeah.
And then for me and the rest of the freshmen, we were all committed under the old coach.
Okay. That's how my freshman year, the coach that recruited me left too, Coach Bassett.
Yeah, I've always had, like, a new coach every single year.
Yeah.
I've never
had
the same coach. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So let's talk about a little bit about the season. How's that going for y'all?
Honestly, pretty good so far.
How are you playing individually and as a team?
Oh, individually?
You can tell me about the team, too.
I would say pretty good. It's just a whole new level of, like, competitiveness. Like, because I feel like everybody here, and, like, this is just speaking on behalf of the freshmen, but, like, we were, like, the best at our club or our high school, and then you come to, like, a D1 team and everybody is the best. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like it's, like, working your way through, and, like, the speed of play is just so different from what we're used to. And it's just, like, getting acclimated to that, I feel like.
For sure.
Yeah, I thought we've had some ups and downs this season, like, played really well, but then, like, some games were just off. So I think for us it's just going to be a consistency thing. But I thought we've, like, played pretty decently so far. Me personally, like, I've been all right. I haven't played my best, but I've dealt with some injuries lately that has been annoying. But
y'all just got back yesterday from where y'all were in New Mexico State?
Yeah.
How was that trip? That's where we go.
It was good. The weather there, not even the weather, the air there was so weird. It was like, this is going to sound weird. It was like spicy. Like, it felt like you were breathing in and it just like felt so weird.
I didn't know which one was.
No way, bro. But no, like the air felt really different. But other than that, I mean, I had never been in New Mexico. It was like really like just like brown and desert and there were no trees.
Did y'all stay in like close to New Mexico? Because when we went my freshman year, we stayed in El Paso.
We flew into El Paso and then drove to New Mexico, but the hotel we were in was in New Mexico.
How long was that? Like 40 minutes?
Yeah, like less than an hour.
That's what sounds right. Did y'all have to get checked? We had to get checked. Do you remember that? Like the dogs?
Yeah, like the dogs had to come like check our buzz before we went to the stadium. Yeah,
no, crazy. My gosh. We did not have to do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So Grace, you're a freshman, right?
I am a freshman.
So how has college life been and adjusting to that?
It's been pretty good so far. I feel like... I mean, like, over the summer and stuff, like, you definitely train, like, knowing what you're going to go into, like, the speed of play, the fitness, the conditioning, all that. So I feel like on that level, it's been pretty good. Definitely, like I said, like, just a difference in the speed of play and competitiveness. And then I feel like with, like, the non-soccer stuff, like, school and stuff, I feel like it's been pretty good. I feel like it's almost easier than high school because, like, high school, you're in a building from, like, 7 to 4. Mm-hmm. Like, here, you have, like, two classes. That's, like, 4 hours of your day. So you definitely have more time to, like, get your stuff done while also, like, training more.
Did you play another sport in high school or you've always only played
soccer? I did not.
Soccer?
Only soccer. I played a bunch of different sports when I was younger and did track in middle school, but mostly soccer.
What are some of the challenges you say you face coming from, like, living with your parents, so being in college?
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's definitely challenging, like having to stay on top of like your laundry, having to stay on top of like your cleaning, and like just like having someone there to like help you with everything or like get advice from, like it's different, especially like, I mean, this isn't major, but like my parents are in like a little bit of a time zone difference, so that's a little hard. But my older sister went far away to play soccer in college, so I feel like watching her do that and like seeing what she struggled with or what she was good with kind of like prepared me a lot more to move far away.
This is kind of off topic, but where does your sister play, or what did she play?
She played soccer at Charleston Southern University.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Sierra, you came from Kansas. How would you say Sam Houston is different from that?
I mean, it's definitely like a size difference. Obviously, Kansas was a pretty big school, but like town-wise, I actually feel like they're pretty similar. Like they're both very college town, but still have like everything that you need. So like town-wise are very similar.
How are you like getting adjusted to like the team and like, you know,
all the new people?
Throwing yourself in with the new team, like girls you've never been around, coaches you've never been around.
Yeah, it's been really easy. I think like this is probably one of the teams that everyone clicked really fast for me at least. And lucky for me, like there was, I think, six other transfers as well. So we kind of all got along pretty well. And it's been super easy to transfer. The team has been like probably my favorite thing about this place so far. They're all so good.
Was Kansas your number one option? Like, is that where you wanted to go?
Yeah. Okay. Coming out of high school, that was like, it was just no doubt.
So they're in the Big 12. So do you think the competitive level of Conference USA, do you notice if it's a big difference?
It's definitely a difference, I will say. But there is like, we've only had one conference game so far, but I mean, like the athleticism is definitely still there, but there is a difference between the two.
Do you want to tell us what some of those differences? You don't have to.
I would say for like what just I've noticed is like the speed, like the girls, they are fast, but like they're strong and they're quick, like very, very fast. So I think just the speed of play was probably the biggest thing that I've noticed.
Was there anything that Sam Houston had to offer that just really caught your eye? That was the final deal?
I don't know. Honestly, like when I came on my visit, it was just kind of like when I stepped on campus, I knew, and just like driving around the town, it just felt very, like, very comfortable and very like homey. And so that's just kind of like the vibe that I was going for, especially being from Arizona. So yeah,
for sure. Grace, I didn't ask you, but was Sam Houston your first choice or option as a school?
So it actually wasn't. I have a bit of like a story for my recruitment process. So should I just tell the whole thing?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, my freshman and sophomore year of high school, I like started looking into schools, going to clinics, all this, like just finding out like what I wanted in a school or whatever. And then my sophomore year, like winter of my sophomore year, I started really like liking this one school in Florida and like went to a bunch of their clinics. And then they ended up calling me on June 15th, which is like the date that coaches can talk to their players. So I talked to that school the first day. Like,
what school was that?
It was Stetson University.
Okay, I've heard of Stetson.
So like I instantly was like, oh my gosh, I want to go here. They gave me an offer. Everything was great, yada, yada, yada. And then this summer going into my senior year, there was a lot of talks about like the NCAA roster and with the roster limit and all that. Mm-hmm. So that kind of just like, I was like, oh, like, I wonder what's going on there. Because I knew we had a really big roster. And a month before that happened, there was a coaching change at Stetson. So the coach that had recruited me had left. So I was like, oh, okay, like, whatever. Kind of just went about. And then September of my senior year, I ended up getting decommitted from the school because, I mean, the coach didn't bring me in. And I think our roster was, like, 36. And it was supposed to be 28. Okay. So he cut a lot of people. So not going to lie, like, that really sucked. Especially my senior year when you're trying to, like, just enjoy high school with your friends. And then you even have, like, the people you played soccer with, everybody's committed. And then even the people that didn't even play sports are now committing with, like, early registration or whatever. So that was definitely rough, I'm not going to lie. And it kind of just, like, changed your perspective on, like, a bunch of things. Because, like, you'd be like, oh, my God, I had everything planned out. Mm-hmm. Like, not at all, actually. So then I went back into the recruiting process. And I definitely knew I wanted to be down south, just, like, being from the Northeast. I love it. But I know I want to be down south somewhere. And I had never really looked into too many Texas schools just because, like, it was unknown to me. I'd never been to Texas until I came on my visit here. Okay. And I reached out to Sam Houston, and the coaches that were here were like, yeah, like, definitely we'd love to have you. So I came out and went on my visit, and I fell in love.
How far is that flight from Philly?
The flight was, it's, like, 2.5 hours there and then, like, 3.5 on the way back because the time change. Okay. But the drive is rough. I had to drive here. Yeah. It was 23 hours. We drove down to Alabama and then stopped there. That was like 14 hours, and then drove the last 10. It was rough, I'm not gonna lie.
And that's brutal.
I have a question, because you're from Philly. Are Philly cheesesteaks better in Philly?
Yeah, it's Philly.
why though?
I don't know. And okay, do you guys know what, like, Pat and Gino's is?
No, I don't.
All right, Pat and Gino's, they're like the most two popular Philly places, and they're in like Center City, and they're right across from the street from each other, and they're like the biggest debate. But they're not my favorite cheesesteak is Prince's cheesesteaks. Mm-hmm. So in case you guys are there.
Is there a food in Arizona that like is the staple of the state?
Absolutely not. There, I mean, maybe there is that I just don't know of. I mean,
we have a lot of food.
Breakfast burritos are like a really big thing.
Do you guys know what hoagies are?
Like sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're big on hoagies. Trying to think what else.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Okay, what's some Texas? Have y'all tried crawfish?
I have.
No.
Have you had not here though.
Have you had? Oh well, this is everywhere. But turkey leg.
No, I haven't had a turkey leg.
I haven't.
Are you they big here?
You know where Arnott's is?
No.
It's like, you know.
You like seafood?
Yeah.
Do you know where Arnott's is? Because there's like other. There's a barbecue place that is absolutely delicious. It's good.
I have been saying I want to try Texas barbecue. Like, I have yet to get it.
That's where I would go. Or
true Texas.
I don't know about barbecue. You got to tell them about barbecue. I don't know about barbecue places.
I don't know all the hunts. So there, I think there's one downtown, but I don't know what it's called. I think we get it catered sometimes.
After this, I'll look it up and I'll let y'all know. Though.
I forgot what it's called.
Right. I need to branch out.
The food truck one is a good one, too. I've tried that one.
If y'all could play any other sport, what would the sport be?
I would definitely say lacrosse.
Why lacrosse?
I don't know.
It's a physical sport.
Yeah, but I feel like it's all, I don't know why. I feel like it's just so popular near me. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, that's a big up north sport.
Yeah, lacrosse is like the biggest thing. Soccer and lacrosse are probably the biggest sport for girls, but I don't know. I just see all my friends play it, and they get to wear a skirt, so feel girly. I don't know. I'm like not hand-eye coordinated at all, so I know I wouldn't be able to do it, but like it looks fun.
What about also?
You have to have some hand-eye coordination. You play soccer. I can't really kick a soccer ball.
Foot-eye.
Yeah.
It's still like same thing, like, you know?
Yeah, not for sure. What about what other sport would you play?
I would definitely do volleyball. Okay, I was like, come on. No, I would definitely do volleyball. I played volleyball like 2 years in my middle school, and it was so much fun. I wish I would have played it longer, but yeah, I would definitely play
and
volleyball.
And it's an indoor sport?
And indoor sport, air conditioning.
That's what I said last week. Mm-hmm. Less fitness. The air conditioning is the best part about it.
I'll play basketball probably. What would you play, Cole?
I'll ask you this last week. Basketball.
Other than basketball.
I'd play baseball for sure.
That's outside, though.
And you have to wear pants.
But, I mean, what other sport am I going to play? What am I doing? Running the hurdles? I mean, I ain't jumping.
No, track, I would never.
Pole vault.
Yeah, I mean, hey, seventh grade, I pole vaulted, I swear.
I ran hurdles. My whole life. I ran hurdles in middle school.
Did you really?
My whole life.
I did track in high school, but I would go with it. I can't do it anymore. That was
I can't run around in circles. Like, I just
like
can't.
Yeah, just like, I don't get, like, hey, props to all the track athletes. Because I mean,
shout out them.
No, I didn't like track. I was, like, kind of, like, forced. Like, most football players have to, like.
Yeah, just keep the fitness at the speed.
Yeah, that was, sure. Yeah, I don't like track. Not at all. What do you do in your spare time? I guess we can start with you.
In my spare time? Like, not doing soccer?
Yeah, when you're not doing soccer.
Tell them about your brownies.
Oh, yeah. I love to, like, bake and cook, but, like, healthy stuff. So
she's like an almond mom.
It's like you're everything you drink almond milk.
Oh, absolutely. H-E-B, you guys, I'm gonna put you on. Ready? H-E-B has this non-dairy almond milk. It's fantastic. It's the best milk I've ever had. I'm serious. Try it. But I made us, like, we had like a 3-day off week or something, and so me and Grace, like, the only people
everyone went home.
And so she came over, and I cooked us salmon bowls, and then I made sweet potato brownies. Okay. Now, sweet potato brownies.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
you can't even tell right. It's, like, sweet potato in
it. It's literally sweet potato, like, peanut butter, maple syrup, baking soda.
No chocolate?
Chocolate chips. Oh, and cocoa powder.
It literally tasted like a brownie.
But it is so good, you guys. Don't hate on it.
And the ice cream and the Ninja Creamy.
Oh, yeah. And I have a Ninja Creamy, and I made, like, protein.
What's that?
You've never seen that?
I don't know what that is.
Is that the thing that, like, just turns and, like,
it's the ice cream machine, and everyone just, like, pours in a protein shake, and it turns it into ice cream. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think I definitely heard of that.
But I probably had, like, I didn't cut them into squares.
We were just going at it.
Cutting it. You know, like, the... Oh, I'll just even out the line. I'll just even.
That's how you end up eating the whole thing.
Yeah, it was bad.
Working all the way down.
But they're so good.
Mm-hmm. All right, I have a couple more questions before we close out. If you were stuck on the island and you had one food and one person, who would you go on the island with?
Oh gosh. Like on the team or just like one person in general?
No, the whole world.
In the whole world?
Yeah. Like you can be a singer. It could be your favorite.
Your mom.
Your mom, your brother, your sister, your grandma, your boyfriend if you have one.
I don't.
Now we'll start with the food. That's because y'all are back. I can tell you're both thinking about it. No thought to food? The food.
What food would you take? Philly cheesesteak?
No. Guys, I would take ice cream. Ice cream is flat out my favorite. No, I could eat it every meal.
Every meal is okay. Insane.
Not okay. Well, if you're asking my dessert, I would say ice cream. Okay. Actual food, I would say butter noodles.
What is that?
Butter noodles.
Butter noodles?
Noodles and just butter.
Whoa.
You guys have never had that?
You've never just had your mom would make you noodles and you just put some butter, salt and pepper and like Parmesan cheese?
Yeah, you got it.
Butter noodles.
Yeah, I didn't call them butter
noodles. What do you call it?
That's just noodles with butter in it. I don't know. That's a Philly thing for sure.
What's your favorite place in Huntsville to get ice cream? There's not many actually.
Okay. Ice cream / Froyo, I would say Three Spoons.
Our team is obsessed with it. We probably go to Three Spoons at least two times a week. Especially in summer.
Do you go there a lot?
I don't. My favorite place is Insomnia because I like cookies.
Yeah.
Insomnia's, and that's
they have good ice cream too. Freddy's.
I went to Freddy's once, that was good.
Freddy's is good.
They don't have that near me.
Okay, so have y'all both tried Whataburger?
You've been here long enough.
They had it.
Really?
You said near me.
They had it at Kansas. And so I would get the
Whataburger.
The honey butter chicken biscuit thing. That is like so good.
Yeah. I have not tried it. So I have celiac disease, so I can't eat gluten.
What is it? Oh.
So like a gluten allergy. So basically I can't eat like anything. But
so they're just all gluten.
Like anything with bread or wheat is gluten basically. Yep. Yes. But when we were when we played SMU, I tried In-N-Out for the first time because their fries are gluten-free and you can get a lettuce wrap. And that was amazing.
That would be my food that I would take. I would take an In-N-Out burger.
It's better in Cali, though.
It's better from California. Arizona's a close second, though. Mm-hmm. But I would have, I love it. That's my favorite.
Y'all never finished the question, though.
Yeah.
The person.
Yeah. Oh, that would be my food. Would it be In-N-Out? The person?
It could be your mom.
I would say my older sister. We might, like, we'd probably, like, yell at each other for a lot and stuff, but, like, we could just talk for hours. And
see, but, like, on this island, you only have... So now what? You only have ice cream and your sister, so you're not living no, longer.
I changed it to butter noodles.
Okay. Oh. Butter noodles.
That's a good carb source energy.
Like, you know what I mean? How long are we even surviving?
Okay, what food would you bring? Like a steak?
Yeah, that's what I think I said. We had these questions during fall camp.
Our coach asked us, that's why.
And, but I mean, you're dead within when you run out of water.
That's water. W-U-T-E-R, water.
Water.
I would bring my younger brother.
Really?
We just always have a blast. We got lost in Costa Rica together once, and we found our way back. So
basically, you can get off this abandoned island.
Yeah.
So other than Three Spoons, do you and the team have anything every week thing?
Week, but I feel like we're really good with team bonding. Like, when did we do the board night? I don't know. Have you guys seen the board nights on TikTok?
Yeah.
We did that.
So our apartment hosted a board night. We had theme boards. We had s'mores board, Chick-fil-A, Cane's board.
Who brought the pickle one or the pickle and Takis thing?
Oh, I think that was
or the jalapeno Takis. I don't know. There was some interesting stuff.
Yeah, there was. That was interesting for sure.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know. It's kind of hard because we all live in like different apartments, and so we're not all like.
That's like when I was asked that last week, it's so hard with like how many people we have and just everyone's always so busy.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be different during the spring though. Like I feel like.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When you're not in season, it's the best. I mean, you know that, but you haven't got to experience that.
What's your favorite thing about college?
My favorite thing about college?
And your least favorite thing?
My favorite thing? Okay, I have two favorite things. I feel like just like the freedom that you have because like, I don't know, I had really strict parents.
Yeah.
And like. Just being able to, like, make my own decisions and, like, not tell someone, like, oh, I'm walking here, I'm doing this. Like, I like that. I'm not trying to diss on my parents.
Okay, but for when your mom watches, though, do you think it helped that she was strict on you?
It definitely did. No, I'm just saying in general, like, I don't know, like, getting yelled at that by this or that, like, I just like that. And then I also like how close I am. Like, me and the freshmen, I did not think, like, we were going to be that close. But they were my best friends, like, the first day I met them. And I think that is so great. Because, like, I had a lot of siblings. Or I still have a lot of siblings.
How many siblings
do you have? I have three siblings, which is a lot for me. But, like, having, like, a sense of, like family, like, it feels like that, which I really like.
Yeah. Aw.
What about you?
What was the question?
What was the question? What's your favorite part about college?
College, your least favorite part.
I think, I mean, similar to her, like, I just love, like, being with my friends every single day. Like, it's just, like, a 6-month sleepover. Like, it's so fun saying, like, I have 4 siblings, so it's just nice to always have people around you. But, yeah, the freedom is really nice. Like
just, like, being independent, too. I like that.
Leave it 12 a.m.
What's your least favorite part, though?
Y'all
can choose who goes first.
Okay, right now, in the dorms, I feel like okay, it was
dorm life.
It's not even that bad because I had only shared a room with at least like one of my sisters, but like the dorms are just like next level, and then you'll find like a cockroach, and you're like, damn it.
Oh no. Where are you at? What dorms?
Lone Star.
Okay, I don't know where that is.
And then also hall. Yeah, I was gonna say, especially like having a gluten allergy in the dining hall, it's like not the best, but. Going home and getting a home cooked meal.
That's gonna be nice.
I'm gonna let you go first.
I know I don't have to deal with any of that, which is great. Like I cook my own stuff, all that. Mine, I just don't like school. That's valid. Getting myself to do the homework is really difficult.
Yeah,
like if I could just come here, play soccer, and then hang out with my friend, like
I'd be
living the life.
For sure. Okay, you just said it. You didn't really say it, but you brought it up. Your favorite home cooked meal.
Okay, I'm not sure if you guys know what this is, but green bean casserole, Thanksgiving green bean casserole.
I've heard of it. I've never had.
So good. Okay. So good. That sounds. What about you?
My favorite home cooked meal, probably like steak. Like Dad grilled it on the grill. I didn't have to do anything.
Cole, I might have asked you. What's yours?
Last week, chicken and dumplings, and actually,
what kind of dumplings? Like how do you make those? I've never had like just home cooked
dough, and then you put them in the pot.
I never had dumplings that made home cooked before.
Yeah, I went home. I went home this weekend actually, and my mom made some last night. Brought it back.
JD, what about you? What's your home cooked meal go to?
I think I said this too. It's like steak with like. Strip steak.
Yeah, asparagus. Mm. You said asparagus.
No.
Asparagus is good.
No, it's not
asparagus.
It's not asparagus. It's bell peppers, and they're like grilled and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't really taste it. It's just a filler.
It's good.
With the rice, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's healthy.
Cole, you got any more questions for them?
No. I don't think. Who do you guys have next? I see you have La Tech next.
Yeah. Yeah, we play them
at home, finally.
Home game?
1 o'clock.
Yeah, this is y'all's first home game in probably, like a month or something?
Y'all been gone a while. We've been on the road, but we're going to be home for the next, like, three games, which will be so nice.
That's nice. Yeah, we have zero home games, so.
Really? Oh, well, yeah.
It's y'all are at the Houston. We haven't got to go to one yet, which is kind of a bummer. So
I
got
to make it down to one if y'all can come.
Yeah, if we can.
If there's a free weekend, we're going. We'll pop out. We'll come with posters.
I'll definitely try to make a soccer game. But that's all we have. Thank you, Grace. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having us.
That's all we have today. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Cat's Eye Podcast. Your host, Tyler Bailey, Cole Dietrich.
Grace Keen.
Sierra Herbert.
Thank you.